I am Dana Brown. Come with me for a night in the jungle. These are the savage jungles of Western Nepal, home of the wild boar, the black panther, the rogue elephant, the bison and buffalo, the king cobra and banded quake, the flying snake, and home to the deadliest of all animals that roam the jungles of Africa or Asia, the royal Bengal tiger, sometimes a man-eater. I hunted a man-eater in Western Nepal for His Majesty the King. This tiger had killed and eaten more than 50 victims. It hunted men like a cat would hunt a mouse, and treated them more or less the same. It had no fear of men. It searched them out, tracked them down. It hunted by day as well as by night. And no man, woman, or child was ever safe outside their own village. These sounds were made in 14 different jungles on 26 different nights. I stayed each night alone in the jungle in a seat tied up in a tree. The seat is called a mashan. It's tied 20 to 25 feet above the ground. During my hunts in the great forests of Western Nepal, I have spent scores of nights alone in the jungle. All jungles are different. They are home to different animals and different birds. They all have their own special atmosphere, their own personalities. During the day, the great forests with their magnificent trees, more than 150 feet high, are things of green, flourishing beauty. You walk the lovely game paths, listen to the singing of the birds, and observe the beautiful blossoms on the ever-blooming flowers. See the monkeys playing in the treetops, and everything seems serene, with not a hint of danger. But when the night comes on, this same lovely forest and those beautiful game paths that you walk during the day are filled with things that crawl and creep, or trod by animals that stalk and leap. And during the dark of a jungle night, you will hear the alarm calls of a spotted deer, or the warning calls of a barking deer. And you will then know for a certainty that the royal Bengal tiger or the black panther is on the prowl, looking for another victim. The beautiful serenity of the jungle days are replaced by the terrors of the jungle nights, when the whole jungle world comes alive, and the hunters and the hunted begin to prowl. I remember one especially beautiful night when the dreamlike silence was abruptly broken by the startling, piercing scream of a stricken animal, followed at once by the savage roar of an attacking panther. This attack was near my machine, and the savage roars of the panther blended with the painful screams of the animal turned a beautiful night into a horrible, blood-curdling nightmare. The sharp barks you just heard were the alarm call of a spotted deer, the warning that a tiger is approaching. This tiger is stalking and is about to attack a young buffalo. The attack was near my machine. You will be able to hear the exact sounds of the two animals in mortal combat. The buffalo weighs 1,000 pounds, and he's a courageous fighter. The tiger kills by biting through the throat. The buffalo uses his sharp, powerful horns in defending himself. Hear the bell about the neck of a buffalo. I'm happy to report that I was able to flash my light on the tiger in time to save the life of a buffalo. It completely recovered. Among jungle folk, tragedies are soon forgotten. The jungle has become alive again. The jungle is not always a happy place, but it is never dull. You rest more comfortably in your machine if you know the voices and sounds of the jungle. On this particular trip, I spent 26 nights by myself in the jungle. The machan in which I sit is a seat tied up in a tree. The seat is tied about 25 to 30 feet above the ground. They are made of poles lashed between two trees or the branches of joining trees. They are tied together by vines or fiber ropes made from native wood. No machan is comfortable. Some are just more miserable than others. All poles have knots. Some knots are sharp, and all knots seem sharp after you have sit on them for a number of hours. The tiger has the keenest ears and sharpest eyes of any jungle beast. And certainly, he is the most intelligent animal that roams the forests of either Africa or Asia. Pound for pound, the tiger is the strongest animal on earth. One morning, I picked up the trail of a tiger that had killed a buffalo weighing more than 1,000 pounds. The tiger had carried the buffalo more than a mile, like a cat would carry a mouse. During this trip, the tiger had crossed a winding river 5 different times. Carrying the buffalo through the water 4 to 5 feet deep and up the steep banks some 20 to 30 feet high. It carried the buffalo through high elephant grass so high above the ground that I had difficulty following the trail. The destination of the tiger was thick, heavy jungle, where after it completed its meal, it could leave the buffalo stashed away, safe from the prying eyes of vultures, crows, and other carrion eating birds. The tiger will eat up to 200 pounds of meat at a single meal. He will then go into a nice cool place, sleep most of the day, go to the river, have a drink and a swim. The tiger loves water like a spaniel, and then return in the early evening and complete his meal. All jungles are different. Each jungle has its own special atmosphere. It is home to different animals and different birds. When you stay alone in the jungle, as I do night after night, you can experience fascinating and sometimes fantastic adventures. One night, a pair of tigers that were mating. This is the only time that you will find two tigers roaming together. Killed a buffalo very near my machan. The big male tiger made the attack. He picked up the buffalo and threw it to the ground, and then backed away and roared. When the buffalo jumped up and began the fight, as they always do, the buffalo is very courageous. The tiger picked it up, threw it down again, and then again backed out and roared. He was putting on a show for his admiring female companion. And when he finally did complete the kill and crush the great bones of a buffalo between his powerful jaws, you could have heard the crunching sounds hundreds of yards away. One especially dark night, there was no moon. I was in deep jungle near a marsh. After midnight, the jungle can become deathly quiet. During the night, an animal began moving around in the thick jungle. Around and around my machan. The nature of the animal's movements indicated that it was either trying to find a way up or waiting for me to come down. Normally, I feel perfectly at home, alone, at night in the jungle. But this night, I had an uneasy feeling. This was sort of a spooky place. And through years of jungle experience, I have developed a sixth sense for impending danger. The following morning, on returning to the ground, I hurried to examine the tracks. They were the tracks of a tiger. The famous man-eating tiger of Western Nepal. The crying tiger. She had already accumulated more than 50 victims. And it was apparent that I was on her list. Years before, this tiger's canine teeth had been knocked out in a fight with a buffalo. The canine teeth are the holding teeth, the killing teeth, because the tiger kills by biting through the throat. This tiger could no longer kill the big ox or buffalo. She had to hunt down and kill small game. But small game is sometimes difficult to hunt down and kill. They are quick and elusive. The tiger has an enormous appetite. He will eat 300 pounds of meat in a couple of days. And a day or so later, we'll be looking for more. It was only natural then that this tiger would ultimately turn to man-eating. Because men are the easiest of all animals to kill. They have few defenses, none against the tiger. And once the tiger acquires the taste for human flesh, he prefers it above all other kinds. I have seen this gruesome fact demonstrated on more than one occasion. As a matter of fact, I was the target, the unwitted and unwilling one, for just such a demonstration. This was proven one night when the tiger stalked me instead of a nice, young, tender buffalo. and came within 36 inches of having me for dinner. The name given this man-eater, the Quine Tiger, was a natural description. It was the native way of describing her hunting call. She hunted both day and night, in sharp contrast to the normal tiger that does most of his hunting at night or in the early morning or evening. When she began her roaming, whether day or night, she would usually begin with a low moan, like an animal in great agony. Her moans would become louder and louder until they rolled through the forest like thunder, chilling the blood and paralyzing the mind. This bird has been sitting on the side of my machine for 10 minutes. It just now discovered me. Apparently it feels I don't belong up here. My machine is so beautifully concealed by surrounding branches and covering brush that last night a big langur monkey started to jump into it and saw me just as he started to spring.